It's Conscious Living and Power Radio, and it is one heck of a hot summer. Hopefully you're staying cool. And in the meantime, it's not just hot weather-wise, it's hot astrologically, astrology-wise. We'll do that. Wise astrologist, Maxine Taylor. How's that? That was a good segue. Hi, Maxine. How are you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing great. So good to be back on your show.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you have to cover a lot of material, but let's go ahead and recap. You've been doing astrology for a while.
Yes, you are so kind. I started studying astrology in 1966. So yeah, okay. It's been a while. And as I probably mentioned last time we were on the air together, even when I was just learning, I knew that I was supposed to get astrology legalized, certainly in Atlanta, where I live. And it was considered fortune-telling all over the country, and probably still is. And anyhow, I was able to do that, and I had a bill introduced into the Georgia House of Representatives, and I was shot out of like a geyser when you're the first of anything, and being the first licensed astrologer in the United States is something.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
Well, and that's the thing, though. After for you've got tenure, you've been doing this a while, you might have figured out a thing or two, but you also might have seen some comings and goings, you know, because it's like anything else, there are patterns, and some things are cycles, and you might see a few things coming around. Is there anything about the time we're going through that is reminiscent of another time period in terms of astrology?
You know what? I was thinking about that the other day when I watched the Trump-Putin fiasco, and I thought I had to agree with the pundits that there's never been a time like this. Remember, the stars don't make us do anything. They reflect what's going on.
Yeah.
And so when I looked at Trump's chart when I realized he was going to be president, it was just, oh my goodness, quite a shock, because I knew what we were in for, and a lot of people didn't. So
okay, wait. Okay, stop right there and give us a clue, because this is, you know, when you're looking at astrology and somebody like you can look and say, this could be a trouble spot, this will be a highlight, this will be a challenge. You see that in the charts. What did you see?
Okay, I looked, first of all, we didn't have an exact birth time for Hillary, but we did have an exact birth time for Trump. And what I figured out early on when I was doing the kind of chart that I do called a diurnal chart for President Obama and was able to predict his victory, I realized that if I do the inauguration chart for both candidates, assuming I have their birth time, I should be able to tell who's going to be our president. I thought I was brilliant.
That helps.
It worked. But when I first looked at the inauguration chart for Trump, it was such an anomaly. It was so out of the norm that I said, no, there's too much me, me, me in this diurnal chart. In fact, it was all me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward. That's what... Now, the inauguration diurnal shows, or the diurnal chart, the inauguration chart, shows what the presidency is going to be like. Well, it has turned out to be me, me, me. And a lot of people love that. And a lot of people don't. So I changed my prediction because there was nothing involving the country. There was nothing involving the presidency. It was all a very personal new start for me kind of chart.
And wow.
It concerned me deeply, as you can well imagine.
Yeah.
So that told me right away. Plus, I used to watch The Celebrity Apprentice, and so I knew that the nature of the beast, so to speak. And I looked at his birth chart, and his birth chart describes exactly what we are seeing now. And I mean that in a very objective sense. I put it on my YouTube channel, Maxine Taylor Astrologer, early on. I think I did it in 2016. But I've referred to it ever since because it is just as clear as can be. And this is why I do a monthly forecast on him and the United States, because I can tell people, all right, this is what's going to be happening. How it's going to be happening, I don't know. For example, very recently I saw that there was a lot of activity in the area of children, all right, both in the U.S. chart and in his chart. Well, what did we have recently with children? Everybody who lives in this country and in the world knows that children were separated from their families and put into cages, quote unquote. Families were separated. Children, right now, there are children who will never be returned to their families because those families have already been deported. And some of these children are little babies who can't speak. If that doesn't talk about the emphasis on children, I don't know what does.
There was another thing. I mean, what I also think was interesting was that there are a lot of all across the board with children, but the boys who were trapped, which I think, you know, at that, when they were in that cave and they had just gone in and then got trapped, there was at one point they weren't sure that they were going to be able to get them out. And then to have such an incredible story where they were, along with their scout, their leader, released, freed through extraordinary means. And that was an amazing story. But that put children on the front page, too, in a different way. But again, claiming front and center.
Well, that's true. But remember, this is the chart for the United States.
And well, that doesn't count, darn it.
And it doesn't. It doesn't. And maybe that's why. I mean, it was such a beautiful humanitarian effort. There
was, absolutely, yeah.
The divine hand of love was on that. And everybody was praying for those little children. I'm talking about in the United States when Trump said, I'm sorry, those children have to go. We'll kick the parents out. We'll take the kids and separate them, put them wherever, because I want a wall built. That is what I was looking at. I really thought it might have been his children because, you know, they're still under investigation on some level, it's my understanding, by Mueller with his committee investigations on Russia.
Well, what does the chart show then for, do you do a family chart too, or just the whole, I know this is called, is this the Trumpology report? Is that how you refer to it on YouTube?
Yes, it's the Trumpology report, and we don't have a chart for a family. We have a chart for family members. And this month, this is July 2018, this month's Trumpology report is up there for everybody to see. Wendy, I have to tell you that when I do these reports as an empath, I pick up on the people. I feel their vibe, and it is extremely exhausting for me to do Trump's chart because of the nature of his energy. I'm usually wiped out to a certain degree afterwards because, number one, I don't know how it's going to shake out, but I do know that astrology is accurate, and my whole purpose in doing the Trumpology report is not to express my personal opinion, but to share potential. And so it takes an extra amount of effort on my part to be objective, which I think I consider myself an astrological reporter, not opinion changer, because my opinion is my opinion. People don't have to agree with me on my personal opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I feel it would be a misuse of my authority, quote unquote, if I started giving my own opinion and using my YouTube channel as a platform for it.
Right. Well, so, yeah, as an astrologer, you want to be as open as you can so you can give, I think, better information instead of having an agenda.
Absolutely. Perfectly stated. And we all have our own agendas. And mine is peace and love. I sign off on my Trumpology report with the peace sign, and I say peace out. I've spoken directly to light workers, to walk-ins, to star seeds, to those who feel a calling to lift the vibration of our planet, who see ourselves as one world united in peace and love. And so those are the folks I talk to. I don't think I want to encourage people. The one I did last night called Midterms, I put it up there because I felt it was a ray of hope. And it's up there now. Anybody can watch it. And I've had lots of comments on it, most of them very positive, thanking me for giving a ray of hope.
Yeah. And, okay. And so this is Maxine Taylor on YouTube. I'm looking at it right now. And okay. You also have the Mars and Mercury retrograde, the two eclipses, that information. But this, I see the midterms. 967 views at the time we're talking. There'll be more than that by the time people listen. But this is something I think people have. There's something for everybody with the way you do your charts and your forecasts.
Yes. On the rest of my YouTube channel, I do a weekly forecast on every sign. It's a solar forecast, the solar chart, but it works. And, I've been offering that three clips special. I didn't come up with that name. My webmaster did. Because we have three eclipses this summer, and Mars is retrograde, and Mercury is retrograde, people are nuts. People are going nuts. And the Putin-Trump meeting really kicked butt. And I'm encouraging people to go to my website and order their three clips special. I've been doing a special for a year because I knew where we were going. I knew what was happening. And what I've done is change the title of the special, depending on the season, depending on the astrological, the planetary placements. This summer is crucial. With Mars retrograde, and Wendy, I know when I'm talking with you, I'm preaching to the choir because I know that you know, that I know that you know, that I know that you know
what I'm talking about. We know.
We know. The whole idea is to awaken people to what's going on. So I realized that people need their forecast more than ever before, but so many people could not afford to have a complete reading. I also do a bare bones reading, which is essentially what the special is, and it's $125. So I'm offering the special for $100, which most people can afford. I do it on video. I get the questions from the client ahead of time. I record it. I send them the video. They've got all this wonderful information, and I look at what's right with the chart, not what's wrong with it. So what they get is the rope to hang on to during these very difficult times, because when Mars goes direct on August 28th, it's really going to be powerful. Mars rules passion, it rules energy, it rules war, it rules fighting. Yes, it rules sex as well. But wherever Mars is, that's what you throw yourself into. That's what comes first to you. So it's retrograde now. That means it's just kind of sitting there hovering.
It's having a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
This plotting is Mars, its chart.
Yeah. This is Mars hovering, okay? When it goes direct on the 28th, it's going to be it's going to unleash its energy, basically. And I painted a picture on one of my videos, my monthly videos. Oh, I know what it is. I did a special video on my YouTube channel called The Summer of 2018. And I diagrammed it. I drew it out and put a red picture frame around June, July, and August with Mars forming the frame of the ongoing activity.
Oh.
In the middle of that, of course, we have three eclipses, hence the three-clips special, and Mercury goes retrograde. So Mars, when it's retrograde, nothing happens. I mean, nothing has happened. Think about this. Just looking at Trump's situation, he had a meeting with Kim Jong-un. They came to some agreements. Nothing's happening. Kind of quiet. Okay, Monday was Putin. Now, the reports that have come out of these investigative committees make it perfectly clear that there was absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, collusion. Period. That's what the report says. Okay, but nothing's happening. There was a summit with Trump and Putin. Now, Trump, of course, made certain statements where people were shell-shocked. You would think that there would be a reaction in Congress. Nothing's happening. Now, nothing has been happening. Somebody reminded me, nothing has been happening since Trump took office. And with this latest meeting, even Republicans are very upset by what Trump has said, because he basically said that he gave credence to what Putin says rather than his own
intelligence,
who work diligently, God knows. Okay, when Mars goes direct, August 28th.
Okay, so we're drawing a big star on August 28th because that's when something
that's
is going
when
to happen.
Mars unleashes its energy. That's when things start happening. In the United States chart, it's in the ninth house of international trade. Now, we've already had sanctions from China, Canada,
mm-hmm.
Mexico. We are no longer, we've gotten reports internationally that our allies, our former allies, no longer trust us. Okay, but nothing is happening. Now, when Mercury goes retrograde on July 26th, which is next week, and we'll feel it probably the 20th. We feel it a few days ahead. That's when everything gets confused. Okay, so we've got Mars. Nothing's happening. Mercury. Things are confused. That's what it's going to be like.
Okay, it might be good that Mars is nothing happening if Mercury is confused.
I agree. And then during all of this, we've got three eclipses. And this is why I've said to the world, you need your own forecast so that you're not upset by what is going on in the world, but can chart your own course. Be the captain of your own ship. Take charge of your life so that you're prepared. And I don't mean for disaster. I'm not saying that. But what I've noticed, and I'll bet you have too, because you deal with the public, as I do, in a different way, but with the public, the emotional upset that our world is going through, and being Americans, that our country is going through, because we have we are polarized.
Mm-hmm.
It's making people sick. There are people who, well, empaths particularly, are vulnerable. And some people have said that they didn't know if they were an empath. And I just say, well, do you go to the mall? And they say, oh, no. No, I get too drained at the mall. Well, duh, you're an
mm-hmm.
empath.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a chart and you lose your energy just looking at it, you're an empath. And because our country has been going through such different times, because our leadership is so different in its approach, because the agenda of our leader is visible in his birth chart, people are upset. They may not realize it. They may not be able to read a birth chart, but those astrologers and astrology students out there, and there are many, many, many people who fall in that category, are able to read the chart and see it.
There's now, a lot of angst.
Totally. Totally. So,
when you're
ahead.
Looking at the chart right now and you're looking for the U.S., do you see different aspects of, I guess, I don't know if I want to put parts of the country, but regions, do you separate
no,
that anyway?
I could, but I'm looking at the country as a whole, because it tells the concerns of the people. While I'm talking to you, I'm looking to find the United States chart so I can be more
okay,
specific,
yeah.
And answer specific questions for you. Now, I'm going to go to my Trumpology report for July. Let me just... All right. And there's more detail on my Trumpology report. And I'm looking at the United States because I get more energy from it than I do on Trump's chart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being clear? Okay, good. All
and
right.
We've got 2 minutes. We're going to take a break in 2 minutes. So just a quick look, and we can continue more after we take the break. But yeah, go ahead. Dive.
Okay.
Dive in.
Cool. The new moon, which is the solar eclipse, is in the third house of the United States chart, which is communication, correspondence, transportation, and the news media. Now, we've had lots of airline crashes and all kind of things going on. It rules traffic. It rules neighborhoods, it rules schools, and public transportation. I've been emphasizing our wonderful news reporters who have had their work cut out for them, and I think they deserve a gold star as a group. I think they have unearthed so much, and I've given them credit
yeah.
for that. This is continuing. Now, the full moon, the lunar eclipse, on July 27th, this is very, very powerful because Mercury goes retrograde the day before the eclipse, if you can imagine. So it's just a double whammy. And Mars, retrograde Mars, is in the same place as the lunar eclipse.
Wow.
So we've got three things going on. The lunar eclipse sits in our ninth house on our south node, which is the area of drain. International law, Supreme Court, trade, foreign travel, higher education.
Okay, Maxine, I'm going to stop you right there because we're going to run out of time. But I want to come back and get into what that means to have all of those. Can you explain for the layperson what that combination means, because this doesn't sound like, this sounds like a whirlpool, like as in a real problem whirlpool with all of this stuff. So if we can take a break and come back and get into that, because I think that's worth exploring for the moment, and then get into some of the personal charts too for this Mercury retrograde and what you advise people to do during this kind of energy. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And if you're listening, Maxine Taylor has a website. You can check it out, MaxineTaylor.com, and find out about the eclipse special. So you can, if you're interested, get a personal read. And that's all the information on how to contact her. And if you go on YouTube, you can check out Maxine's YouTube channel. And that has different, the weekly report, the monthly forecast, the Trumpology report, it's all there. So all that stuff with Maxine Taylor, we're going to come back and then try and get a better grip on what this means for Mercury retrograde, the lunar eclipse, and retrograde Mars to be all in the same place at the same time. It's got to be positive somehow. Conscious Living and Power Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Couric. You know, girls who grow up with confidence are more likely to reach their full potential. I've interviewed world leaders, CEOs, and celebrities, but my most important role has been as a mom to my two daughters, Ellie and Carrie. I've worked hard to encourage my girls to see the world as a place of endless possibilities. They know that believing in themselves will give them the confidence they need to persevere. Research has shown that girls with high self-esteem are better prepared to navigate life's challenges, not only in their teenage years, but well beyond. So join me as we empower the next generation. Together, we can help today's girls achieve their dreams tomorrow.
This message was brought to you by the Alliance for Women in Media and made possible through the support of Dove and the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to help girls reach their full potential. To learn more, go to dove.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Conscious Living and Power Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy Garrett. My guest, Maxine Taylor, has been doing astrology charts long enough to have a clue and probably a few extra just in case. So if we're talking Mercury retrograde, lunar eclipse, retrograde Mars coming up, and she's giving you maybe, you know, a red flashing warning sign, there's a reason. So Maxine, what does this mean? I'm assuming it might be batten down the hatches, hold tight with something. Things may get kind of upheaved. Is that, or am I over? Am I stressing out too much?
No, I think you're right on target. And you once again are politically correct and incredibly tactful.
Okay. Thank you.
Seriously. Well, it's always a joy to be on your show. You and I speak the same language, so it's delightful for me.
Thank you.
All right, let me take it step by step and explain it. I'm looking at the United States chart, which, once again, we're all part of this because our world is part of this. We are one. So, Mars, energy, gunfire, war, action, passion, sex. In a mundane chart, which a country chart is, when it goes direct, which it will not do until August 28th, it sits on the part of the United States chart which can be the weakest area right now. It's international trade, the Supreme Court, international travel, foreigners from all over the place. And that's, I don't even use that word anymore because we're one world and I think of everyone as my friend. That's the first thing that is sitting on the South Node. The South Node is what we have worked through in past lifetimes. Now you might say, well, this is the United States chart. So you interpret it a little more mundanely, which is be careful before you tread on the South Node, all right? It can be an area of loss to a certain degree. Then the lunar eclipse on July 27th, prior to Mars going direct, of course, a month before. And whenever we have a full moon, everything comes to a head and goes pop. It goes pop on our south node in the area of the upper courts, foreign travel, everything I've just talked about. So it brings that to a head. Well, we have international relations with our allies, and I am still considering Canada, Germany, the UK, Italy, France, Mexico, our allies. But this can create a real issue with them. It brings international markets, international things, issues to a head. Then Mercury goes retrograde, and while it does not necessarily go retrograde. I don't have the degree when it, in front of me. Excuse me, honey. I've got so much on this. Here we go. Here we go. I knew I could find it quickly. All right. When Mercury goes retrograde on, when is it? The 26th of July, the day before the eclipse, in 23 of Leo, I'm giving you actual positions here.
Okay.
It deals with communication, local communication, correspondence, transportation, etc. But it shakes things up. It doesn't matter where it falls in the United States chart. Now, in addition, the South Node, which I've just talked about in the United States chart, the South Node that's out there right now, circling our world, is sitting on the South Node in the United States chart. This is going to bring problems for us in the areas of long-distance communication, correspondence, transportation, advertising, Supreme Court, world trade, universities. You can see it's all dealing with international stuff. Now, there's another international thing, the president's collusion with Russia. That is the biggest thing going on right now, along with trade. When you tax items, importing, exporting, this affects the entire world. And that's what's going on, too. So we're getting ready for a great momentum in that area. I do.
There's the language I'd like to use, but I can't. Like a big storm.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And what I've seen is that those of us who recognize this and really want a world of peace and love just need to focus on that. We need to come from that space and create that in our own homes, in our own lives, because when we do that, the ripples go out. And that's how we reach the tipping point.
Part of this, though, is some of it has to come to a head. And that's, because it's continuing to build, to build, to build. And you said nothing's happening, but it's still building. And that's the deal that goes along with this. It's building, building, building. And at some point, like the little volcano, and not little anymore, in Hawaii, the pressure is going to be too much.
Yes. Well, look at what's happening with our Earth. Storms, volcanoes erupting, fires.
Floods.
You know, a flood, when we are not, when we're not at peace within ourselves, I mean, we live in an holistic universe. Well, of course, when we are happy and peaceful, our world is happy and peaceful. Our Earth responds to that. Volcanoes lie dormant. You know.
Okay, well, we can see that's not happening now. So that might be a clue that things are heating up.
They really are. And that's why it's important that you and I and everybody out there know what our own forecast is so that we can use it and count on it and find some comfort in it. What I do, because, you know, I do charts all the time, every day. Some days, Wendy, I'll do like five charts. And I'm pretty exhausted by the end of the day because I throw myself into everything I do. And what I realized was I needed more fun. I needed to have something to look forward to. Now, I work out of my home and I'm too close to the refrigerator, so that is not necessarily fun. But what I what I do is I make girlfriend luncheon dates. I get together with a girlfriend, we get caught up, we share, you know, loving comments. She shows me pictures of her kids and her husband. I show her pictures of my cat. And we have a terrific time. So to me, I have to find things that I love to do. I have a lot of hobbies, but I don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is tell my clients, I need a week before I can get your forecast to you. Normally, I'll try and get it out within a couple of days because I have no patience, and I figure everybody else wants their forecast now also. But if I tell them a week, then it gives me a little breathing time, and I can go for a walk in the morning. Instead of
watching you're also more present when you do your work. And that's, you know, especially in times like this when things are a little bit more hectic and frantic and people are feeling frazzled. They're feeling a little, there's a lot of insecurity and there's a lot of things up in the air. We've been used to things being a lot more stable and a lot more predictable, a lot more, whether you liked it or not, in some way, shape, or form, manageable. But a lot of this upheaval and uncertainty then creates this underlying sense of stress of, what's next? Where is the other shoe going to drop? You know, all that stuff. And then people have to figure out how to deal with it. And what you're talking about is basically a calming technique of saying, I need a break. I need to take some time for me. But when people do that, then they come back refreshed and more enthusiastic and more positive and upbeat because you've got more to give when you give yourself a little time to have a breathing room. And that's what I hear you doing.
Oh, that's it. You've nailed it. And what I was thinking that we might do, I have outlined the summer of 2018 from early July till the end of August for all 12 signs. Now, this is not like a birth chart, but it's a wonderful adjunct to it. And if you like, I can go through it for all 12 signs to...
To help calm.
To help calm and maybe give a light at the end of the tunnel and tell them how to navigate. That's what it is. It's how to navigate.
Okay. I wouldn't say no to that. So yes, bring it.
Okay, baby. So this is, I'm going to go by sign, and when I go by your sun sign, if this is your rising sign, it's even stronger for you. So, okay, I'm going to start with Mars. Mars is, in your own chart, Aries. The friendship area and career area are on hold until after August 28th. Taurus. Your career and your public image, as well as your belief systems, on hold. And belief systems deal with long-distance travel as well. So if you're going to travel, particularly since Mercury's going to be retrograde, you're going to carry your luggage on. Gemini, you're being a psychic detective, and you're getting down to details right now. After Mars goes direct, you will have your answers. Cancerians, all of your relationships are so important right now. And you, too, are a psychic detective. If you can help other people get their values straight, this will be very helpful. It'll be your contribution. Leo, relationships, whether personal or business, very strongly on hold. I have a dear friend who's a Leo, and she has applied for different jobs, and she hasn't heard back. That's what Mars retrograde does in the area of work. Virgo, both your work and your play can be on hold. So I would say find a hobby and enjoy yourself. Libra, fun, all kind of fun. And if you have kids, they're going to want, and you're going to want, some changes in the relationship, but they may not happen yet. So after August 28th, when the family comes into the picture, the whole family, that's when things move forward. And by the way, Libra, if you're thinking of buying a house, I would wait until after Mars goes direct. Scorpio, yes, home and family important to you, but you know what a psychic detective you are, and this is you getting information psychically and expressing it. Sagittarius, oh yeah, you've always got an opinion, which is fabulous and funny most of the time. Your money, your values, that's what you're going to be able to work on when Mars goes direct. Capricorn, your money also, but boy, oh boy, you doing what you want, when you want, how you want, because you want, that's what we're talking about. And Pisces, I jumped over Aquarius. Aquarius, you're doing your thing your way. And when Mars goes direct, you better tell the world to look out. Pull back and retreat and prepare for now. And now, Pisces, yes, you love your own company. And just pull back and listen to the music of the spheres and turn to your friends for fulfillment. Now, the three eclipses, I want to talk about these. And I'm going to combine all of them, okay, because there's so much detail involved here. I'll give the dates, and then I'm going to tell you the three areas that are triggered for each sign. And again, this is on my YouTube channel. If you miss any of it, you can, you know, go to YouTube and
hear it and again. Catch up.
Hear it again for the first time, because there's so much. Okay, the first eclipse was last week, July 13th. Next one, the full moon, is the 27th, and then the solar eclipse of August 11th. Okay, here are the three areas that are triggered for each sign. Aries, career, friends, and social life. And if you have kids under social life. Taurus, your belief system, your career and your public image, and your home and family. Gemini, your psychic detective work, your ability to get to the cause of issues, your ability to see the big picture, and your ability to express what you see. Cancerians, relationships, the money, from relationships, if you're involved in joint finances, and then your own money, your own finances. So money's a big thing. Leo, your job and your health, your relationships, and you doing what you want, when you want, how you want, because you can. Virgo, fun, work, and a disappearing act that makes you enjoy your solitude and privacy. So pull back and retreat. Libra, home and family, children, but I want to say fun. If you're single, definitely fun. And friends, as well as being a friend to the world. Scorpio, great ideas, short travel because home and family, very important. And move into the top slot because your career is magnificently triggered. Sagittarius, your money, your ideas, and your beliefs. Ideas are one thing, beliefs are the foundation of your life. Capricorn, you, yourself, doing your thing your way, your money and your values, and how you are able to combine your money with other people's money, any type of joint financial arrangement, looks very positive. Aquarius, your solitude. Your independence, doing things your way, and realizing that there are other people in your life and you got to put attention on them. Pisces, your friends and being a friend to everybody, your solitude, and your serving others through your job, through your work. Now, the last category is Mercury retrograde. And surprise, it triggers the same area of life that the August 11th eclipse triggers. So I'm going to go over that again. Aries, fun and games and or children. Taurus, home and family and real estate. Gemini, your ideas and communication. Cancerians, money, your money. Leo, you doing what you want, when you want, how you want, because you want. Virgo, your solitude and privacy. Libra, your friends, humanitarian projects, which include being a friend. Scorpio, your leadership ability and your career. Sagittarius, spreading your wings and soaring. You're seeing the big picture. Capricorn, psychic detective work. And joint finances. This means getting loans. This means refinancing, anything that involves other people's money. And, oh, yes, your psychic detective work takes precedence. Aquarius, relationships with others, the one-on-one situation, whether it's personal or business. And Pisces, your work and your health. This is a very good time to muscle test the supplements that you've taken for years and years and years. Maybe it's time to upgrade. Are you thinking of creating a new job? Wait until after Mercury goes direct. So that's the summer forecast in a nutshell. And I've given lots of information. So I hope everybody has written down what I've said. And as I mentioned on my YouTube channel, I go through it again earlier. I think it was, let's see, I think I did it in June.
Okay, I have a question. For people who would like a personal read, is it essential that they have the time of birth?
Yes, it is. Without the exact time of birth, I can't do an exact chart. Now, recently, funny you should ask, Wendy, recently I've had a few calls from people who really, really, really want a reading. And they really, really, really do not have any clue what their birth time is.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yep. And so what I've done since, I want to say, 1973, I learned how to do an astrological card reading using regular, ordinary playing cards. This, I lay it out in a zodiac pattern, and it is unbelievably accurate. It gives more details than the natal chart does. I can't do a birth chart with the cards, but I can do a forecast. But when I do a forecast based on your astrological chart, you have a lot of potential and a lot of free will. With the cards, they tell you, no, this is what's going to be happening. And what I do, surprise, if I see something that just looks negative, I change out the cards. After I've read it, I said, now this is what you have created, because that's the truth. Our forecast is what we have created, what we've invited. And so I go through the negative indicators, and I say, I'm going to change them out, because that's what I do with my reading. Every day I do my own cards, and I change out the negative with positive. And I can't tell you how helpful that is, because it sets me in a different frame of mind. It alerts me, okay, you're going to have a problem here with this one. And so that's what I do for people who do not have a birth time.
I like the way you see that, too, because what happens is nothing is set in stone. We're constantly manifesting. We're constantly reframing. We're thinking. We're reacting. And yet those things that might be stoppers that are on the path and they've already been preset because of that prior way of thinking, you have a chance to reframe it and say, ah, okay, I can acknowledge I set that into play, but here's how I can go around it, redirect it, and bring it back in and put it out in a more positive fashion. I like the way you do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You've explained it perfectly. A lot of people don't understand that we are the creator of our lives, and what we truly believe, how we deeply feel, is what creates our reality, which is why Groundhog Day repeats itself all the time until we're awakened to the fact that, hey, this is my programming. I can change this.
Okay, so for people right now with our economic system, the political system, you're saying take a look at that midterm?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is that's going to give hope?
Oh, my word, look.
Two minutes, just to give you a clue.
Absolutely. Looking at Trump's chart diurnal for the midterms, it looks as if his opponents, do well rather than himself. In other words, this looks like we can get a change in Congress, that the midterms are going to be successful for the new kids on the block who have something to offer that the country might want. The change is, I won't say imminent, but it looks quite good.
Well, it looks like maybe a refresh, something just a little bit. I mean, change is this. It's everybody. I want change. I want change. But then what smacks you in your face? You go, wait, maybe not quite like that.
Yes.
So an opportunity to have a refresh on the change and maybe bring a little bit more levity into it. How's that?
That sounds great. And I have seen ads. There's one that I saw of a retired Air Force pilot, a woman, who can't fly because she was injured. I think it's called Doors. She's running for a seat in Texas, and it looks like a Hollywood camera crew came in and did the most amazing campaign ad for her. So I'm seeing people stepping forward all over the country, which I've encouraged, by the way. If you're upset with what's going on and you feel so led, step forward. Throw your hat in the ring.
Absolutely.
There have been...
Show up. Yeah.
Show up.
Hey, Maxine, we got to go. We got to go. But I want people, if you are interested in having a reading, connect with Maxine. Her website, you can't miss it, MaxineTaylor.com. And then from there, you can get to the YouTube channel. And just, you know, for right now, it's nice to have kind of a template for what might be happening and how you can navigate some of these little uncertainties. And if it is going to be a change, then make a change in your favor. Maxine, thank you.
Oh, Wendy, darling, thank you. You're awesome.
You're going to come back because I heard that. Yay. I'm awesome. Cool. And one way or the other, we'll reconnect. OK, because you've got a few more forecasts to do for the end of the year. Thank you for listening. It's Conscious Living.